Proverbs 18:30, Passion Translation. Listen to this. I want you to see what kind of father we have. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Psalm 18:30. Psalm 18:30. Hallelujah. What a God you are. Your path for me has been what? Perfect. All your promises have proven what? Isn't it good? So why would I think doubt, unbelief towards my Father? What a God you are. Your path for me has been how? Perfect. I can't look back. I'm not able to look back over my life and see where God had disappointed me. Now, disappointed myself. Now, you may all did everything right. I failed to act on his word and to do what he was telling, and to do what he told me to do in the word. But I can't find a place in my life where God had ever failed me. Every path, every time I obey God, hallelujah, it always turns out I always come out on top. I always come out a winner. Now let's read this. What a God you are. Your path for me has been perfect. All your promises have proven what? True. What a secure shelter for all those who turn to hide themselves in you. I can think of stories after stories. When I didn't even know him, God kept me. I can tell you stories when I was in Vietnam. That's way back, because I was in my 20s then. Now I'm in my first set. Just got my first set of 20s done. Starting now, I'm way open in the fourth set. Hallelujah. Anyway, I can tell you how God kept me. Somebody was praying for me. I didn't know much about praying. But I can tell you how he kept me. When Cora and I moved to Tulsa, we have stories. And someday we're going to get bold enough to write a book. How he provided. We had five children at that time. And before too long, another one showed up, about to, getting ready to show up. And yeah, that's been what. Anyway, right in the middle, listen. We didn't have any insurance. Not that we were trying to believe God. Not we just didn't have the money to buy the insurance. You understand? And I think the doctor she was seeing, we worked out a deal. I did a little job for him. We swapped out and his labor for my labor. He says, if you'll do this for me, and we'll swap. Anyway, that's how we got that taken care of. But we went to the hospital and didn't have a bit of insurance. You know, when that baby get ready to come, you just get out of the way, because he ain't talking about, hold up. You just wasting your time. But anyway, we went and you go into the office to fill out papers, and they said, well, this and that. Then fill out the papers. And so I can't remember They, anyway, I did have, I think we had $100, and we had to put $100 down. Wasn't that right? $100, that's right. And we put $100 down on the thing. They said, they'll send us the bill later. Well, I'm talking about God, faithfulness. God inside mine. Well, when we got the bill, we got the bill, and then we got a check with the bill. $99.99. So Shell cost us one penny. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying, back up, I'm going to go through that verse again, back up to the beginning of it, and I'm going all the way. What a God you are. Your path for me has been perfect. All your promises have proved true. What a secure shelter for all those. Keep going. Who turn to hide themselves in you. You are the what? Wraparound God. Given grace to me. Keep going. Could there be any other God like you? What would be the answer? No, no, no. You are the only God to be worshiped. For there is not a more secure foundation to build my life upon than you. Huh. You see why these negative thoughts come trying to get you to doubt God? But when you find out how true he is, keep going. When you find out how true he is, you can't find anybody to match God and his faithfulness. And like I said, we have stories after stories, and we was in a place, we didn't know anyone. We didn't know anybody. You're in a place, you don't know anybody. And then you don't have any money. And then you don't know where the money coming from. But you get a letter that day in the mail. You open the letter up, there's $40. It was like $40 million at that time. When you don't know anybody, if you're around somebody, you make a borrow a few dollars to get you a little gas. But when you don't know anybody, are you here? I'm talking about, I want you to see God have been true. He has proven himself to be true to us. And I know we didn't talk about this a lot, but this is what he did. I mean, we didn't have any money. We opened this letter up, got a letter from somebody back home that I never thought he would even write us. We opened up, there's $40. And I promise you, that seemed like $40,000, really. But anyway. It goes on to say, you have what? You're wrapped me in power. And you have shared with me your perfection. Oh, hallelujah. Through you, I ascend to the highest peaks of your glory. To stand in the heavenly places, strong and secure in you. Hallelujah. Can we say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Let me see where I stopped at. Strong and secure. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.